Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We spoke of the new Islamic lunar year and how it ends with a sacred month of the Hijjah and it starts with a sacred month, the month of Muharram. And what else is unique about these 2 months is the month of the Hijjah, we experience and witness the greatest day of the year on the 9th of the Hijjah, which was the day of Arafah. And then a month later, which will be next week, on the 10th of Muharram, is another great and auspicious day. The second, there are 2 great days that we witness in the year. Of course, the day of Jumu'ah is the weekly big day, but there are 2 big days in the year. The one is the day of Arafah, and the other is the 10th day of Muharram, the day of Ashura, which will be next week, Tuesday, with the setting of the sun on Monday evening, inshallah, the 10th will commence. As far as this day is concerned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strongly encouraged us to fast on this day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast the 10th of Ashura, or the 10th of Muharram, which is known as the day of Ashura. He would fast that even before he became a Nabi, even before he became a Prophet, he would observe the fast of the 10th of Muharram. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that what happens, what is the significance and what is the reward of fasting on this day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, all your minor sins for the past year, that is the year 1440, all your minor sins for that year are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you observe the fast of the 10th of Muharram. Now of course Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says we shouldn't only fast on the 10th, we should fast the 9th, which will be Monday, and the 10th, or the 10th and the 11th. So there are 2 days that we are going to fast. It's makruh, it is undesirable and disliked to fast only on the 10th. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, I did not see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awaiting more anxiously the fast of a big day than he had waited for the fast of the 10th of Muharram. And the Sahaba would even encourage their children to fast. It is said that they would prepare some toys for the kids specifically for that day, so that during the fast, if they had complained of hunger, they would just give them those toys to play with and to keep them occupied right up until the time of iftar. Now they will grant us the understanding.